from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the WEEI Studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour regression for you is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing, the official roofing partner of the Boston Celtics. Act now and save 10% during their Beat the Heat sales event.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
How do you know that this was the right decision? When I walked into the clubhouse, I got a round of applause, which means, obviously, those players care about him. They know how special he is. I think the city of Boston knows how special he is. So we're really excited about what we can do together.
It's that time. Gresh and Fourier right now on WEEI.
Well, here we go. Day two of training camp here at Gillette Stadium, but this place is not the big story in Boston sports. A round of applause for our pal.
Oh,
Alex,
there we
Cora,
go,
baby. Here we go. Good job by the Red Sox, and I'm sure there're going to be some who will say, "Well, I thought Cora wasn't going to talk during the season." Well, if I can just say this, money will make you talk.
Yeah.
And look, this is, to me, a great day for the Red Sox. This is a guy you should have wanted to keep around. Let me tell you, I went online for a brief moment last night, and I saw somebody, I think from like MLB.com or ESPN.com, basically write a story of how other managers were hoping Alex Cora going to get the free agency, and now Cora gets his money, over $7 million a year. He's not at the Craig Council level, but that's a pretty damn good payday. But when you hear that there were people who were disappointed that Cora didn't go out and break the bank, it lets you know that there would have been a massive market for this guy, and this is the right move.
Yeah, no, this was an easy signing. So your first reaction to hearing this, because Will Fleming was talking about it during the broadcast, soon after that, it was like tweet after tweet of, you know, insider sources say, and then it was confirmed, and then Alex talked about it after the game, so you knew it was a done deal.
Yep.
What was your first kind of like, you know, impression, you know, a thought after you heard it was done?
You mean like in terms of Alex reaction?
Just in general. When you heard it was done,
well,
did you think it was some sort of like, you know, force, you know, hey, sleight of hand, don't look at us not doing anything here?
That's my the first thing I thought of was, oh, I hope this isn't in lieu of doing something.
Yeah.
Because, you and I brought this up. We've talked about it. Are the Red Sox going to look at this and be like, nope, we're really going to invest? Or is this the investment that makes fans happy so that if they basically kind of stand pat or do very little at the deadline, that fans are still satiated in some way?
For me, I was when I heard it, the first thing I thought about it, there's no more running for Alex. There's nothing he can hide behind. There's no excuses that he can make. He can't blame it on the trade deadline. He can't blame anything on anybody. Mm-hmm. But he's got to win now. This is it. You are getting paid like a big boy. And listen, I still think all managers are underpaid. But as far as where he ranks now, as far as managers in Major League Baseball, top five. So with that comes high, high expectations.
Yep.
We're not just paying you because we think you're a good guy and you used to play here and people in the city love you and you say the right thing and, you know, you're very approachable. All that stuff is great. But if you don't win, you got 3 years now. Basically, you're the same as Gerard Mayo. You guys both probably got 3 years to do something significant, and you can't blame it on management. You can't blame it on ownership. You can't blame it on your GM. Boy, you can't blame it on any of that.
Boy, we disagree right from the jump.
I don't think you can.
I think as a manager in big league baseball, you're unfortunately have to succumb to the people around you. So I guess when Heim Bloom was here, Alex Cora must have been a bad manager then because they had two last place finishes.
I think it's totally different. You have acknowledged that this guy is pretty – I'm just following the money. Like in money basically tells the world how good you are, even though it's not technically a real metrics to find out if somebody is good or not.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of people that get paid a lot of money who suck at their job.
But the way you said that, it's almost like, well, you don't do something in 3 years, you're going to be fired. And yeah. I don't think that's the case with this guy.
I do think it is the case.
I think down here it's a little different considering there is the massive changeover. But look, this guy also just got a 3-year contract extension, and they were in last place 2 of the last 3 years or whatever in the world it was. So by your theory, they shouldn't be re-signing Cora.
No. How he got to this point is completely irrelevant, okay? He earned it. He proved that he's a good manager. But you cannot dismiss the fact that once somebody backs up a Brinks truck as far as in major league manager terms, that they would just be okay with just average. It doesn't work that way. I just feel like the narrative will change with Cora if things don't change, right? If they don't make the playoffs, if they don't, you know, go to an ALCS, if they don't do any of that stuff, it will undoubtedly change.
Wait.
Now listen, I could easily be wrong, but I just look, when somebody gets a big contract and they're ranked at the top of their field,
mm-hmm.
with that comes undoubtedly high, high expectations. We paid you what you wanted. We've given you all this money. We expect a return for our investment. How could you not at least see a little bit of that way, at that point of view?
Christy 0902 in the Twitch chat. And good morning to the Twitchers, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Nothing changes if nothing changes. So do you look at this team as a team that Alex Cora should get to the playoffs then?
With the money comes the just natural instincts to assume that this guy can get you there. That's if I'm paying you this money because you've proven to me that you can do more with less. You can you're bilingual. The city loves you. The players love you. Craig Breslow, now you guys are on the same page. Okay, so now you got 3 years. If they don't go to the playoffs in 3 years, you think he's going to get another shot?
You would to manage?
Yeah.
Yes!
Not a chance in hell.
Wait.
No way. If he doesn't,
here?
Yep.
Here not a chance or in hell. Elsewhere? What are you talking about?
Here.
You said not manage. I'm
here.
Like, what?
Here.
Because I'm like, are you losing your mind?
Here.
Because, again, this guy has won and he's finished in last and they still like him and they've extended him. And I get your point on with more money comes more problems, and really in sports, with more money comes more expectations. But that's also like now saying, well, Cora got his money. Same team as last year. Roll him out next year. He's now Merlin the Magician, and he's now going to.
Sure.
Like, that doesn't correlate.
I look at like him personally, and how he. I think this year was pretty liberating for him. It's my personal opinion.
He held all the cards.
It was like great, and everything that he was saying, how he was addressing it, his point of view, his overall like attitude towards the situation. I'm not going to talk to anybody, which we knew, which is now confirmed that it's all bull crap. I mean, he basically admitted to it, like right, like earlier, like when he was talking about, oh yeah, I basically lie to you guys all the time. I was like, what?
Well, we don't know that. Because they came to him with, as former LSU coach Will Wade would say, a strong-ass offer. Here's the other part about this. Did you expect the Red Sox to pay him that kind of money?
Yes. Yeah. I thought he'd make more than the Milwaukee guy, the council guy.
Not from here. I didn't.
Yeah,
I thought at the end of the year he would go to the New York Yankees and get $8.5 or $9 million.
You thought that they would lose him?
Because if Alex Cora had gotten to free agency, it wouldn't have been like that little thing on Hard Knocks that we saw of the whole Joe Shane trying to talk to Joe Shane talking to Saquon Barkley. Well, you know, I hope you bring it back to us with the right to match. Corbin wasn't going to do that. It was, you've had your chance. I think you got, you know what I'm worth. Like, I don't think this year really changed anything with Alex Cora other than Alex Cora maybe wanting to be here. And that's where I think the questions kind of lie at 617-779-7937. Is Cora's re-signing about they gave him the money and he took it? It was just like, man, I'm comfortable here. This is a ton of dough. They've given me more than I thought. Maybe I should jump on this. Did Cora sign in part because they gave him the money, but they also gave him an assurance that they're going to add to the team? Or is this the way to deflect from what's going to be a disappointing trade deadline next week? I think all the options are there, but to me, this is about Cora. And then the Red Sox were like, we'll pay you big dough relative to his position. He had to listen. I didn't think the Red Sox would go more than maybe $6 million a year. And with the way it was going, I kind of thought they were going to let him go to free agency and kind of, you know, sort of quote-unquote see what happened. Because I'm convinced to a moral certainty with what's going on with Slappy Boone down there, if Cora were available, the Yankees would have been all over this guy.
Oh, there was going to be tons of opportunities, and they knew it. And also thinking about if he's not coaching, then who? Honest to God, then who? I don't think
Veritek would take the job for $1 million.
But I don't think he'd be better than Cora.
I completely agree.
I don't think so.
It would have been, you know, settling for their guy, all that kind of stuff.
To me, this is just another example of the whole, like, hey, don't talk to me. During the season about my contract, you know, so if somebody comes up to say, hey, we want to give you a massive pay upgrade and with multiple years. No, I don't want to wait till later. I told you I'm a man of my word.
You know what?
I don't want to talk about it.
And it worked for him because as this team started winning and the front office either started believing or were like, clearly this is the right guy for the job. Then they go to the guy and they throw a ton of money at him relative to his position, and there you go. But do you think this is the precursor to a disappointing deadline? Do you think this is the first of many happy days for us?
It makes
617-779-7937.
Yeah, you would think like, is this just the teaser?
Right.
Is this just because every now it feels like I almost said high and bloom. Craig Breslow has picked a lane. It feels like he is kind of like told everybody it's safe to go back on the water now. I'm comfortable. It's nice and warm. Cora has shown me enough. We're committing to him. We want to win now. We're ready to throw money at assets, and we're ready to really add to this team.
I think you were on it until you started to say we're ready to win now. That's where I don't know if Breslow is I think the Cora piece. And then the what are we going to do with the team piece still might be two separate things.
Well, when
I know we're trying to connect.
What was the quote I was looking for because it had something to do? Here it is, and I don't even think we have sound on this. I'll just read it. He says, "I think everybody who takes this job does so with an eye on being in a place where not only can you add to the team, but it's the right decision. We obviously have to be mindful of the future." I hate when people use "mindful." It means it's like, stop it. Okay, but anyways. He goes on to say, in a perfect world, we can improve our 2024 team and also our 25 and beyond. That's my job. I think when he added 25, as soon as I heard 24 and 25, that means, hey, listen, like, we're just not just going to do, add like a part-time role player. Like, if we're going to make a move, let's make a significant move. Somebody with obviously controllable years that we can add that can help us right away. Knowing that when we start up again next year, he's still there and available.
Mm.
To me, like if you find a deal, like if you find a good deal that can help you for 3 years, like the trade deadline, that's just by the whole nature of the word, makes it seem like you're just hiring a rental.
Well, what I want is the Red Sox to try to engage in that. Can you find somebody who has either 1 or 2 years of control where then you know that if you want to pay the freight, you got plenty of money to do so to be able to keep that guy. This is a good day. And we should be happy that Cora is here. He's a good guy. He's a solid manager. No one's perfect. He's clearly made mistakes. He's atoned for them. You know, in some ways, you could look at it as he committed the crime. He did the time. He got suspended. He's come back. He has rehabilitated his image. And I don't think people were out on the guy from the very beginning. I think there were some who was more of the, well, I'm disappointed in him. But I don't think people were like, oh, shame, shame. Never should you walk on a baseball.
Yeah.
They treat him like Pete Rose, you know what I mean? Where it's like, God forbid you show up on a baseball stadium and they want to throw you out there. But does this move the needle for Red Sox fans? Is this a, okay, I still know I have my blanket. Now what are they going to do with this team?
When you say move the needle, do you mean like attention or belief that they're gonna that they can win? Like which one means to move the needle? Which one is it?
It's more of the move the needle a little bit because I'm not even convinced that they at Fenway think they've got enough to be able to win. And then we hear about with Casas now that he might start a rehab assignment. How long is that going to take him to be able to get back? You know you need to add pieces, but you got to be mindful of those who are coming back. So,
you know, I used to have a producer who would always say, you know, listen, be mindful of your tone.
Oh, that's why you hate
how long you speak.
I got it.
It was like a polite way of saying, quit effing up.
617-779-7937. What does the Cora signing mean to you? Is it just as simple as it's an organization trying to keep a good manager? Is this the attention diverter for next week? Or does this mean, hey, maybe they are going to do something? And that was a part of how Alex got hooked in. 617-779-7937. We will get to you early on these phones. It is day two of Patriots training camp. For those of you watching us on Twitch or on YouTube, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or type WEEI into the YouTube search bar. The live stream will pop right up, and you can click on it right there. You know, we'll get into Matt Judon, Elliot Wolf. It is day two down here. They've opened the gates, and it was less than yesterday. Holy cow. I just turned to look for the first time because you and I were going at it over Cora. But for those of you on Twitch, as Terp kind of turns the camera around, I know they were making the announcements of, hey, everybody, the gates are going to open at 10 o'clock. And it was not the land rush.
Who's going to be the who's going to be the ex-Patriot player that comes out to hype up the crowd today?
Oh, who's on hype
man.
Duty?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
Because yesterday it was Rob Ninkovich playing to a very small...
Well, yesterday it was Judon down here that everybody was reacting to. So Christian Gonzalez after practice was running around giving high fives to people. And I know they got the speakers set up over there. I think they set those speakers up over there with the music, trying to blast those people away.
Trying to get them away from the area.
Yeah, trying to get them away from the area. So we've got Red Sox to unpack. You're lining up on the phones. What is the Cora signing signal to you? We've got training camp to get to. No Gerard Mayo speaking today. And we are scheduled to be joined in the late 12 or early 1 o'clock hour, trying to thread the needle here in terms of timing. But guy that we like a lot, Keon White, is scheduled to join us. Hart will jump in on that. I know you and him are going to be down on the field. We'll make it all work, obviously. But Keon White scheduled to join us.
I think if like when it comes to a jersey you would buy on this Patriots team, right? Let's say like I'm not a big jersey guy. Never worn them, but I like the exercise of saying, like, okay, which jersey would I wear, you know? And it would be Keon White's.
If my kid was like, hey, I want to get a Patriots jersey, he would be one of the ones that I would approve the expenditure.
Yeah.
Because if it's like, oh, I want a David Andrews jersey, hey, I like Big Dave, but
I know.
We're not buying
that. We love
one.
Our big hog up front.
But, you know, his time's almost done. We're not getting that Andrews jersey. Or
I like it because it obviously, like, you know, and obviously, you know, you were telling everybody who you identify with. This guy's mean. This guy's nasty.
I love it.
This guy has
an unpleasant disposition on the football field.
Yeah, and I think it's easy for him to get kind of tweaked a little bit. I think you can kind of tweak him and get him going easily. Well, easier than other guys up there. He's got a short fuse.
I wonder if somebody's going to line up against him and be like, Belichick drafted you. He can't draft, so you're going to suck.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We will get to it all today, including you on the phones right now. Billy Lanny, ready to trend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.